Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Martin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham bunts towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buford covering, for the out. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scourin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scourin moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 0 in the game. Wickersham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Buford. Kaline moves to third. Brown moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kaline scores. Brown moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown scores. McAuliffe moves to third. Freehan moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wickersham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton moves to third. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wickersham hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm bunts for an out. Martin moves to second. One out. Marv Steele pinch hits for Jim Landis. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Martin moves to third. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steele. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Steele steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing center field. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. Lump bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline is called out on strikes. two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 4 in the game. Cash strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.